A group calling itself the United to Save Lives Movement is mounting pressure on the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, the Ghana National Fire Service and the National Petroleum Authority, NPA, to close down a fuel station situated at the southern gate of University of Professional Studies, UPSA. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a member of the group, Desmond Presbini, said the structure poses a threat to residents and students.
Considering the recent fire outbreaks that we've had at La, Dansoman, and also Kwame Nkrumah, we are calling on EPA and also the general public to support us, put pressure on the Environmental Protection Agency, Ghana National Fire Service, and Cell Ghana to close down that fuel station there, because as far as, so long as it remains there, it poses a threat. Just less than 10 minutes to the fuel station is a residence just adjacent to the fuel station is the Christ Embassy Church. Across the street is Red Lobster Restaurant, and just like 50 meters away from the fuel station is a tilapia joint. And also close to the fuel station, it's a new the new hall being constructed by the University of Professional Studies. Considering what we've seen in the past, we cannot the unfortunate happen before we take steps.
Desmond, we know that you guys have been agitating that this fuel station should not be constructed around that area. Now, it's been a while now, you're saying it's been constructed. Between the period it was constructed, you were agitating, and this period that it's been constructed. And what have you done to ensure that this thing is stopped?
We have met the appropriate stakeholders, but they keep on deferring. The one thing they do not know is that accidents are things that we don't plan for. They happen when you least expect them. Irrespective of the security measures that you've put in place, accidents can occur. That is why we are saying that there are thousands of people living around where the station, the fuel station is. It's unfortunate. You realize that the owner, the CEO of Cell Ghana, who is Johnny Blagoji, has his family in Madina. The big question one should ask is that, why didn't he put up a fuel station close to his family house or his house in Madina and choose to put it at places where people's life will be in danger?
That was Desmond Presbini, a member of a group calling itself the United to Save Lives